Welcome to a special addition to our sermon program. This sermon comes from Round Top, New York, St. Joseph's and Novitiate Chapel, from February 2nd, 2013. Father James Carroll was there. It's always good to hear from him, so let's get to the sermon. Again, from Round Top, New York, St. Joseph's and Novitiate Chapel, from February 2nd, 2013. Here's Father James Carroll.
The epistle appointed for the feast of the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary is taken from the Old Testament book of Malachi. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I send my angel, and he shall prepare the way before my face. And presently the Lord whom you seek, and the angel of the testament whom you desire, shall come to his temple. Behold, he cometh, saith the Lord of hosts, and who shall be able to think of the day of his coming? And who shall stand to see him? For he is like a refining fire, and like the fuller's herb. And he shall sit refining and cleansing the silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and shall refine them as gold and as silver, and they shall offer sacrifices to the Lord in justice. And the sacrifice of Judah and of Jerusalem shall please the Lord, as in the days of old and in the ancient years, saith the Lord Almighty. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. At that time, after the days of Mary's purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they carried Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male opening the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice, according as it is written in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was in him. And he had received an answer from the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when his parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he also took him into his arms and blessed God and said, Now that thou dost dismiss thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word and peace, because my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to the revelation of the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. After the days of Mary's purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they carried Jesus to Jerusalem and present him to the Lord. These words are taken from today's Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, my dear friends, is the feast of the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is also known as Candlemas Day. It is the day on which we celebrate the presentation of our Lord in the temple and the purification of Our Lady 40 days after the birth of her divine Son. Today's feast belongs to the Christmas season. It is one of the most ancient feasts of Our Lady. According to sacred tradition, it was instituted by Pope St. Gelasius toward the end of the 5th century. The ceremony this morning consists of the blessing of candles, the distribution of candles, and the procession, which is followed by the Mass. The blessed candle represents our Lord. And the burning candles represent the burning love which Christ has for us as he offered himself for our salvation. As you receive the candle at the communion rail, kiss the candle first, since it is blessed, and then kiss the bishop's hand. After the distribution of the candles, the procession will follow. You will process down the center aisle, go outside and around the chapel, and return to the altar. The procession is symbolic of Our Lady carrying the child Jesus in her arms to the temple and offering him to God for our salvation. And the candles are also lighted and held during the Mass, first at the Gospel, in which Simeon proclaims that the divine infant is a light of revelation, and then from the Sanctus of the Mass until the communion of the priest. Unlike the other Jewish mothers, our Blessed Lady was not simply going through a ritual offering. She was actually offering up the life of her divine Son. She knew that her offering was real. She knew that her Son was destined for a sign of contradiction, that is, for the cross. She knew that her own soul would be pierced by a sword of sorrow. She knew these things, for she was well versed in the Old Testament prophecies of the suffering Savior. Today's feast marks the close of the Christmas season. And since today is the last day of the Christmas season, I would like to tell you a story about a young girl and her little brother who came into the chapel to say a prayer at the nativity scene. Down the aisle came a girl about 7 or 8 years old with her little brother who was about 2 or 3. When they reached the communion rail, the little girl genuflected. And while she was down on one knee, she looked at her little brother and said, "You need to genuflect." And at the same time, she grabbed a hold of her brother's hand and pulled it downward so that he was forced to genuflect on both knees. They both got up and then walked over to the crib, where the girl had a difficult time getting her brother to kneel down. He wanted to see what was in the stable, but because he was too short, he kept saying, "I can't see anything. I can't see anything." And he couldn't see anything because his nose was just about even with the straw that hung over the front of the crib. Finally, his sister decided to lift him up so he could see. She wrapped her arms around his waist and lifted him up so that he could look into the nativity scene. And as she was holding him, she started telling him all about it. She explained to her little brother who the different figurines were. She said, "The little baby is Jesus. The pretty woman next to him is his mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that man with the beard is Saint Joseph. He takes care of Jesus and Mary." Well, at this point, the little girl was winded, and the boy was red in the face from being held so tightly. So she let him down for a minute to get her breath. And she put her arms around him again, and up he went. And all of a sudden, the young fellow shouted, "Doggy!" He had noticed one of the shepherd dogs. Then the little girl explained the animals at the crib and how the shepherds were there because the angels called them to come and adore the baby Jesus. She put her little brother back down on his feet, grabbed his hand, and walked over to the communion rail. They knelt down, and she pointed to the big wooden crucifix which hung over the altar. And she said to her little brother, "That's baby Jesus when he died. Mean men did that to him. He died for our sins." My dear faithful, this incident reminds me of the gospel for today's Mass. It should remind all of us of the fact that our Lord was born in order that he might die for our sins. According to the Mosaic Law, that is the law which God gave to Moses, a mother who had given birth to a male child was considered unclean for 40 days. Thus, in the book of Leviticus, when the time of purification was over, the mother was to bring to the temple a lamb for a holocaust and a young pigeon or turtle dove for sin. If she was not able to offer a lamb, she was to take two turtle doves or two pigeons. The priest then prayed for her, and she was cleansed. This is the ceremony which the Blessed Mother performed 40 days after the birth of our Lord, and which we read about in today's Gospel. While Joseph and Mary were at the temple, a devout old man named Simeon was there. The Holy Ghost promised Simeon that before he would die, he would see the promised Redeemer. Simeon saw the Christ child, took him into his arms, and blessed God. He exclaimed, "Because my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the faces of all peoples, a light to the revelation of the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel." Today's feast is a feast of light. It is a feast of light because of Simeon's prophetic words when he welcomed Christ in the temple, greeting him as the light which would enlighten the Gentiles and as the light of the world. And that is why we will process with lighted candles. Now, I always found it interesting that the fourth joyful mystery, the presentation of our Lord in the temple, coincides with the first of the seven sorrows of Our Lady. The first sorrow of Our Lady is Simeon's prophecy. The gospel of today's Mass is the presentation of our Lord in the temple, which was a great joy and a consolation to our Blessed Mother. But if you continue reading that gospel passage, the very next verse is Simeon's prophecy of the sorrow Our Lady will know in becoming the Mother of God. St. Luke writes, "And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, 'Behold, this child is set for the fall and for the resurrection of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be contradicted, and thy own soul a sword shall pierce.'" The little girl in the story, in her own simple way, understood that Christ was born to die. She understood what Christ did for us. Our Lord made the ultimate sacrifice in laying down his life for us. Our Lord loves us so much. He was born in a stable in Bethlehem, and he died nailed to a cross on Calvary. That's how much he loves us. He loves each and every one of us here this morning. Some of you may remember in the wake of Vatican II how the great message of the new church was, God loves you. God loves you. And that message is still being repeated today. If you look in religious goods catalogs, there are banners, buttons, and stickers that say, Jesus loves you. And while it is certainly true that Jesus loves you, you never hear, however, of any practical steps to make a return of that love on our part. In other words, you did not hear in a new church that we must love him in return. And that is, we must believe his truths, keep his commandments, receive his sacraments, especially Holy Communion, which is the sacrament of his love. Now this morning, after Mass, we will be having our first ceremony for the Sodality of the Sorrowful and Immaculate Heart of Mary. The purpose of this lady's sodality is to promote true Christian charity, the love of God and of our neighbor, and to spread devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Thus, the purpose of the sodality is to foster the love of God in our hearts. The rosary that you will receive is an external manifestation of the love and devotion you should have for our Lord and his Divine Mother. Strive from this day forward to faithfully pray Our Lady's Rosary every day. Pray it with love, pray it with devotion, and pray it with confidence. As Our Lady carried the Christ child, the light of the world, in her arms 40 days after his birth to present him in the temple, she will, through her rosary, obtain for us the grace to worthily carry the Christ child in our hearts. Ladies, place your confidence in the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and the work we begin today will bear much fruit. Ask our Blessed Mother today, then, to obtain for you the grace to persevere in the love for her Divine Son, and in the fervent practice of our one true Catholic faith. God bless you, and a very happy feast day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.